Welcome to Pockets of Hope. My name is Molina June Pierre, and I am so happy that you have joined me today. Today, we are going to praise the Lord. We are going to praise the Lord with our heart, with our mind, with our voices, and we're going to focus on our praise to God. You know, and sometimes, because many times, our hope and our joy, some of the burdens that we feel are lifted when we praise God, when we acknowledge that God is everything to us and He is wonderful. So today is more of a challenge. I am challenging you to focus on God today, not your problems, not the things that are bugging you or annoying, not the challenges that you are facing today. I want you to focus on the God that you have, and that can come through just taking a breath, taking a moment to just breathe, taking a moment to breathe, taking a second to think before you respond, and keeping a song in your heart. Think of a worship song today and listen to it. If you have to play that track over and over, that's, you know, we all have that one song that just brings us, that wrecks our heart and our soul and just brings us to that place of intimate worship with God. That is my desire. I know this podcast is meant to be something quick, but I just want you to set your mind in that place. Shift your focus today. I know, yes, where you may be, you know, preparing for work or at work or, you know, have to deal with the kids, but prepare your mind for a day of just worship. As you are driving, think about God. Think about His goodness. Think about how great He is to you. Maybe that might mean, you know, thinking back on a period in your life when things may have been worse, or maybe there was a struggle that you went through and you know within your heart that if it was not for God, you would not have made it through. Listen, God is so good. And sometimes it's hard to see His goodness when we are so buried in our thoughts. We are so buried with the challenges that we are facing every day. But today we are not, hallelujah, we are not going to focus on those things. Today we are going to focus on the faithfulness of God. The faithfulness of God. Because God is faithful. He is wonderful. He is loving and caring. He is our great creator. He is our provider. Hallelujah. There's so much things that we have to be thankful for. The blood is running warm in our veins today. There is so much things for us to be thankful for. Hallelujah. And I'm so happy. Hallelujah. 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 To be alive today. Just to worship Him one more time. Just to worship Him one more time. Just to give. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just to give Him praise. The faithfulness of God is His trustworthiness and His unwavering commitment to His people. God, you know, and He fulfilled His promises to us. He gave us the ultimate gift of His faithfulness. His ultimate sacrifice, that great plan was Jesus Christ, when Christ died on the cross for our sins so that we may have a chance to come to repentance, so that we would no longer bear the burdens of sin, so that we may have life and have it more abundantly. Hallelujah. God is good. He is so good. Hallelujah. Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 9, hallelujah. It says, "Know therefore that the Lord your God is good, the faithful God who keeps covenant and steadfast love with those who love him and keep his commandments to 1,000 generations." Hallelujah. Another thing is, say, if we are faithless, he remains faithful, for he cannot deny himself. God is faithful through and through. He can't deny himself. He does not go back on his word. What a wonderful God. A God that does not go back on his word. Hallelujah. 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 And we are blessed to serve a God like that. You know, we have people who broke our heart, who, you know, who we promised us the world, who did everything, said all kind of stuff to us at times. But they still turn around and leave us. But that is one God. There's one God that will never go back on his word. And we are grateful for his faithfulness. So, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lamentations chapter 3, verse 22 through 23 says, "The Lord's loving kindness indeed never cease, for his compassions never fail. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness." Great is the faithfulness of God. Hallelujah. Great is the faithfulness of God. Hallelujah. He never leaves. He never forsakes. Hallelujah. So that's my word for you today. That is the hope that you have. We serve a faithful God. Let us go on praising him today, worshiping him today. Say your hallelujahs. Say your praise the Lord's today. Hallelujah. Say your thank you, Jesus, today. Say what you need to say. Tell the Lord you love him today. You know, be vocal about it. Tell him today. Tell him today. Meditate on his faithfulness and his goodness today and worship him for it. God bless you. God bless you. God keep you is my prayer for you today. Until the next time.